Netflix recently released the documentary MH370, The Plane That Disappeared. This documentary is a three-part series of about 45 to 50 minutes each. The documentary covers the disappearance of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, which disappeared March 8th, 2014, making this 9 years since that plane and all those people on board went missing. There were 239 people aboard the plane, 12 of which were crew members. It was international. There were Americans, there were Chinese, there were Malaysians. This documentary is attempting to cover what happened to this plane and the different types of scenarios and things that could have happened. So I've always been a fan of aviation. I subscribe to Mentor Pilot, 74 Gear, Green Dot Aviation. In general, I enjoy that type of content, even though I hardly ever fly. I've only flown a couple times in my entire life. But I do find aviation to be very interesting. This subject is the only plane that I can ever think of, besides those planes in the early days that disappeared in the Bermuda Triangle and things like that. But this is the only commercial airline that they haven't a slightest clue of what happened to it. I'm going into spoiler territory. This series, which has three episodes, tries to explain and cover what are essentially conspiracy theories, and they have a lot of them in this. One is that the Americans shot it down because there was cargo on the aircraft that was headed towards China. Another theory was it was the Russians that shot it down. Not only shot it down, but they diverted the plane to land in Kazakhstan. The other theory was that it was Russians on board that got into the control room, which is in the back of the plane, and somehow diverted the plane, was able to take control and kill everyone on board by changing the oxygen levels and depressurizing, that sort of thing. There was another theory that the pilot himself was the sole person responsible for the plane, and he was the one that locked the cabin door after the co-pilot left the cabin, then depressurized the plane, and then flew the route. So these were the main conspiracy theories, and there was a couple more I'm gonna get into. So they were trying to do it on the timelines from this month, this happened. Well, one of the things that they found out further into the investigation was that the pilot did have some sort of training simulation at his house, a flight simulator, and that he flew a similar route to what MH370 flew. But when I say similar, it was not exact. That is suspect. I can't discount it. Nobody knows what happened this plane, but it is kind of suspect that he flew flight path that was similar to what the investigators thought was the flight plan. There's also a theory that the plane crashed in the South China Sea, not in the Indian Ocean, much closer to where it first took off, which was backed up by evidence from satellite photos. And then part of the conspiracy theories was that not only did the Russians or Americans divert the aircraft, but that they messed with the satellite information that would have indicated the path to make it look like it flew north instead of south. So north towards the mainland versus south is the middle of the Indian Ocean. So there was that theory with the plane possibly landing in Kazakhstan or crashing or whatever. That's as far as it would have made it with the fuel remaining on the plane. Then there was the debris that started washing up. They started finding debris from the flapper on and from different parts. But there was a conspiracy theory about that because it looked like the identifying information that was on some of the debris wasn't on there that would have positively 100% identified it from being from that flight. Another conspiracy theory was that those pieces of the plane were planted by the guy that found them, and he was some sort of a plant from the Russians to cover this up. And so there's that whole conspiracy theory. So this is a conspiracy theorist's kind of a film. If you're into conspiracy theories, this film has a lot of them. Out of all of the conspiracies, and one of the things that they could have used to prove some of those conspiracies wrong, perhaps, was what I had seen on another post on the internet, was that some ham radio operators had tracked the plane using radio signals, supposedly. And I don't know if that was debunked. It also followed a similar path where it flew south into the Indian Ocean. But they never brought up that point, probably because it would have discounted the theory that it flew north into Kazakhstan. So this three-part series was was really nothing more than about a half a dozen or so conspiracy theories brought together with really no evidence to disprove or prove any conspiracy theory correct over the other. It kind of just left you wondering, not knowing. And I guess the point is, we'll find out when they find the plane, if they ever find the plane. I do believe that it will be found if it crashed into the ocean, which I gotta believe that that's what happened. There would have been more eyewitness sightings and that sort of thing, I think, if it had flown over land. And it would have hit radar over Europe and other areas too, if it had flown over land to the north of where they thought it crashed. So anyway, that is MH370, the plane that disappeared. It leaves you with nothing but more questions. If you're really into documentaries and things, this one will probably annoy you. But I did find it entertaining because they had a few of the family members. You got to hear what their opinions were. So that was interesting. They also were leaning in one direction or the other versus conspiracy theories and not trusting the government. I mean, we're talking all the way from CIA involvement, FBI cover-ups, all this sort of stuff, which I really think if the United States knew where that plane was, the plane would have been recovered. That is my review of MH370. My heart goes out to all the families of the flight that have gone missing and have most likely perished. 3 stars.